Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us live on Newsline on this second Wednesday of Lent, New York Archbishop Timothy Cardinal Dolan. Cardinal, thank you so much for being with us.
Bridget, thank you for the invitation. What's going on here? You introduced me a minute ago, and then you put on a Big Lou commercial about people who are overweight and have high blood pressure.
I assure you, Cardinal, that was just an unfortunate coincidence.
I said, she's hardly a subtle Irish woman, if that's not an oxymoron. Anyway.
Oh, my goodness. All right, we'll get into that a little bit, but so much to talk to you about. But before we talk about Lent and other topics, I have to play this clip for you from Mayor Adams talking about church and state. Cardinal Dolan, take a listen.
Don't tell me about no separation of church and state. State is the body. Church is the heart. You take the heart out of the body dies. I can't separate my belief because I'm a elected official.
I wanted to get your reaction to that, Cardinal. Can elected officials check their religion at the church door once they enter political office?
Was that our mayor? I hadn't heard that. Bravo.
Yeah, it sure at a breakfast
Adam.
Prayer yesterday.
Way to go. No, I'm glad he tagged that for too long. So I'm sure he believes in the First Amendment. He took an oath to the Constitution, but the separation of church and state is not in the Constitution. And I think we made a mistake in our country, which is contrary to the intention of our founders. Faith and government and our country always need to be allied. And faith can't be separated from politics. Yes, entanglement from churches needs to be. So there is, we've used the phrase separation of church and state. And boy, that I would defend because that benefits the church as much as it does the state. But we don't want to separate belief, values, ethics, morality. We don't want to spirituality. Boy, we don't want to separate that from politics and from government service. That may be part of our problem, that we think that an emphasis on values and noble virtue and conviction and conscience, we may think that has no place in our political discourse, and boy, it sure does. So bravo, Mayor Adams. Glad you said it.
Well, this has been part of the discourse recently, some Catholic school closings, 12 and all across the city.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Cardinal, why is it happening, and are more schools likely to close in the future?
Boy, I hope not. I hope not. And I'm convinced we're not going to have to face that in the near future. Please, God, this is extraordinarily painful because what do we got, Bridget? We had a dozen splendid schools that were generously, to the point of sacrifice, supported by parents and benefactors and the priests and principals and teachers. But because of things outside their hands, like what? Demographic shifts, fewer children, people moving to the suburbs. All of this means that the customers aren't there, to use a corporate language here. We don't have the kids we used to. Even our government, public schools are going through this. So we had to. It's very difficult because education is so complex today, Bridget. It's very difficult to keep a school strong, inviting the highest of quality, which our schools are, with less than 200 people. And when they're in a shrinking neighborhood, and let's face it, the options, thanks be to God, because of charters, which we're all for, by the way, many of those children that would have come to us in the past are now going to charter. Long way of saying, Bridget, our customer base has shrunk. We don't have as many children. The enrollments were down. So we thought, look, the best thing we can do is to take two excellent schools and merge them, two schools nearby where you've got who are kind of looking for the same children, the same quality people, the same excellent buildings, the same excellent faculty. Let's bring them together. So instead of two kind of schools that are really working to survive, we'll have a strong, prosperous one.
Right. Boy, right.
That noble goal doesn't dilute the anguish of having to make these tough decisions.
Understood. Cardinal Dolan, I know I have to let you go in about 30 seconds, but it is the season of Lent, and I have to ask you, I feel like I'm the unofficial St. Patrick's correspondent because of my last name. It falls on a Friday. Do we get a dispensation from any Lenten sacrifices on that day?
I tell you, Bridget, you come have corned beef and cabbage with me, and we'll be fine. Yes, you know St. Patrick's Day is not only big for the Irish, it's the feast day of the Archdiocese of New York. That's why our cathedral's named St. Patrick's. So I, as the Archbishop, as any other bishop, can dispense from the Lenten rigors of fast, and I'm doing that on March 17th.
Cardinal Dolan, thank you. I feel free. I feel freer now for St. Patrick's Day. It is always such a pleasure to chat with you.
I didn't say anything about Guinness, okay? We'll talk about that later. All right?
No. We'll stick to our root beer. Cardinal,
you go.
Thank you so much.
Good talking to you.
Bye-bye.